Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net. In this module, we'll talk about Azure File Storage. Now, it's part of Azure Storage. We've created storage accounts in the previous course, but we skipped Azure File Storage. Why did we do that? Well, a couple of reasons. The first reason is that unlike blobs, queues, and tables, storage doesn't really deal with data. It deals with more like files and file shares. And then the second reason we didn't talk about it is because it's currently in beta. And so you have to do some additional stuff to activate it. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. But basically, think of it as a big file share in the sky, in the cloud, that all of your virtual machines can access. In fact, I'm going to show you how I mapped a network drive to my Azure File Storage file share. And if you think about this in larger terms, like what does this really mean? When would I ever use this? Well, the beauty of this is that if your organization currently has a file share that it uses, maybe some applications need it, some processes that you got already in place need file shares, and you want to lift and shift your virtual machines and the applications that run on those virtual machines, they need a file share. What are they going to do? Well, now you have a solution for that. You can lift and shift your file share as well. And then everything should be happy, okay? So getting started is a little tricky because everything's in beta and you don't have the beautiful interface like you have in the rest of the portal for the functionality. You gotta use PowerShell. So it can be a little bit tricky. Some people I've read had problems. I had problems. You'll see kind of my trail as I figured this out. But at any rate, it starts by activating the preview feature. So you'll come to the URL that's on screen right now, and you'll scroll down, you'll find Azure File Storage, and you'll click the little try it button next to it. Now, I've already done that on my account, so it doesn't show up in my list here. In fact, this is a great way to enable all of the preview features of Azure if you want to check out the new stuff that's coming down the pipe. Okay, so once you've activated, then you can create a new storage account. And when you create new storage accounts, from this point on, you'll have access to not only queues, blobs, and tables, but you'll also have access to an endpoint that puts you at files, the file service. And it can be accessed basically at the account name.file.core.windows.net. All right, so once you've created that, the next step then is you're going to need to get into PowerShell in order to create a network share, create a folder in that share, upload files to that share from your local computer, and things of that nature. So the first step is to install Azure PowerShell if you haven't already done so. And the way that you go about that is you go to this URL on screen right now, and you follow the steps here, but there is a caveat. You'll follow these steps and then you'll get to the point where you have to connect to your subscription. And most people just use this newer method, just use the Azure Active Directory method. So you just type in add Azure account, and then you call get credential and you save the credential off as a variable, and then you say add Azure account credential and then pass in the credential. And that works and you won't get any errors, it'll work just fine. But when you go to actually mount a share using PowerShell commandlets, it won't work. What you have to do instead is you have to use the certificate method. It's easy, just follow the instructions. You basically type the get Azure Publish Settings file, it pops you into your web browser, it goes to the web page, downloads the .publish settings file. We've already talked about that in the preview two courses ago when we talked about Azure websites. And then you just import it back in to your PowerShell session. And all should be well, and they give you some examples of that here, of how that works. And at that point, you should be authenticated in PowerShell to your Azure account. So you can move on from there. And now what you need to do is go to this URL that's on screen right now, and it's going to give you the instructions on how to actually, like I said, set up a share, a network share. So you'll kind of follow these instructions here till you get to create a context for the account and the key. So you give it the account name and the account key. In my case, the account name is going to be Bob's Files right here. And then you're going to give it the key that you use from this manage access keys. You're going to copy in your secondary key or your primary key, whichever one you want to use. And you'll add that into PowerShell command line. Then you'll call new Azure Storage share, giving the share a name. In my case, I just used exactly what they had here, sample share, and passing in the context that you created in the previous command. Now, you're either going to get an error message or you're going to have success. If you get an error message, it's probably because you did not authenticate correctly. Let me see where my PowerShell is here. There we are. Okay, and so you can see here at the very top, I had several failed attempts and got a little frustrated, and then like I had a aha moment. Maybe I need to actually, call import Azure Published Settings file, upload my published settings, and then once I tried it, I was good to go from that point on. And I was able to create create a share called sample share, and then I created a directory in that share called my directory or my dir, and it confirmed that. And the last thing that I did was that I uploaded a file for my local hard drive. I just had a text file called HD Insight, some notes for the HD Insight module, and I uploaded it to the my directory or the my dir path that I just created a moment ago. All right, so now that I've created the share, I've created a directory in the share, and I've uploaded a file to the share, the next step was to go and create a virtual machine and then load up PowerShell there. The first thing that I needed to do in PowerShell on the, let me get this up here, on the virtual machine was to call this command key, which tells this PowerShell, it authenticates it with my account up in Azure. And then I called this command net user, and I gave it the endpoint for my Azure file storage account / the share name, sample share, and then I think I did that wrong. Yes, net user, and I mapped it to the Z drive, as you can see right here. I did it correctly here in the second line. And so then I was able to pop open, here, let's get this a little bit higher. I was able to pop open Windows Explorer. I found my sample share. I was able to go in, look at my directory, and find the file that I uploaded. So it was a little tough going because, again, I'm a little shaky on PowerShell, and I hope to rectify that soon. However, it all works. I can vouch for it, and it just gives you an upgrade path from on-premise to the cloud if you need a file share. That's it. All right, so let's move on in the next module. We'll start looking at all the individual technologies at a very high level, and we'll see you there. Thank you.